Jackson, the one only little Bankhead, 394.5. My man who always says, talk to me. He's here, little Bankhead. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. Boss man, what's happening? Welcome to, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of your show. You know, I'm here, ATL, Street 945, B103, High 179, whatever you want to call it, Kiss 104. I done did them all, man.
I feel you, and I want to ask you about there, Bankhead. What did you know in your heart, man, this is your career, man, being in the radio game the way you are, starting from a producer to now being on air, hosting events, the man of the streets, the man of the live broadcast that you are. Man, when did you feel like this was going to be you going forward, man?
Hey, man, I never forget going to Cascade Skate Ring here and Todd Swade on the radio. Like, who the hell this here representing the 8? I said I wanted to be like that one day, and one day, shit, I ended up being on the radio. Being, you know what I'm saying? I started watching Car one day. You know what I'm saying? Salute the cat that's Car Watch. You know what I'm saying? That's why I really started it, you know, watching Car. You know what I'm saying? Different celebrity cars. They used to come up through Caddy. And one day I met a dude named Reggie Gay. He used to work at a gospel station. So I snatched the bumper sticker out one day. I was like, man, it didn't look right on your car. Then he got pissed off at me one day, right? So I was like, it didn't look good on your car. Why you snap my bumper sticker? I said, man, because it don't look good on a red car. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? We got into it. And then, you know, he came back through the car wash. He was like, you know, I was like, what you do? He was like, I work for a radio station. I'm like, oh, okay. That's what's up. He said, I work for a gospel station. So I was like, I want to see how that is one day. He was like, you ain't got to go to school for it. Just come on, holler at me. Gave me a card. One day I went up there, learned everything. You know what I'm saying? 6 a.m. I lead up, go watch cars, you know what I'm saying? He taught me the game. And then one day I was finna get hired at I think it was 97 Jams or some shit like that. It was a new radio station come along that Kiss. It was a hip-hop station. Then shit, they were like, let's put Bankhead on. So when it was time to fill out the paperwork, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't put down no college. So they immediately walked me out the door, bro, that day.
Oh, wow.
You feel me? Yeah, they walked me out the door that day, so I knew a reception lady named Darren Brown. She was like, what's happening? She was like, I'm like, man, they kicking me out because I ain't go to school for this shit. Lied on my application. So long story short, you know what I'm saying? She was like, why don't you go to AIU? I know some people up there. I was like, set it up, you know? She set it up, you know what I'm saying? I went to Linux one day. I got a phone call from AIU. Thought it was playing on my phone. You know, it's right across the street. It used to be across the street from Linux. You know what I'm saying? So I was buying some shoes one day. And then, you know what I'm saying, they laid on the phone, picked up, you know what I'm saying, it was a 1-800 number, so I was like, I ain't gonna pick up, hung up, and then they called back. It was like, it's Don Brown from AIU, Don Brown from AIU recommended you. So I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up, I'm busy right now shopping. It was like, if you hang up the phone one more time, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, we ain't gonna be able to do that. So she was like, get on the shuttle bus, it come right in front of me. So I got on the shuttle bus. Went out to AIU, time to fill out the application. She was like, well, it's $50 for the application fee. I was like, I ain't got no $50, I just went shopping, I gotta go work. She's like, well, you better take my shoes back. You know what I'm saying? Like, real cap. I never forget that. She like, take my F01 back. And you know what I'm saying? We can get you in school. So, of course, I took the shoe back. Hold on, let me exit this shit. All right, get out of here. It's fine. My bad, I'm back.
Are you good, bro?
So long story short, you know what I'm saying? I went back, took the money back, you know what I'm saying? Took the shoe back, took the money, enrolled in school. 2 days later, I was in college at AIU, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love with it. I stayed on campus, you know what I'm saying? I was in media production. I learned everything I could. And then my senior year, I'm like, man, I want to do an internship, you know what I'm saying? So I got with Crunk Juice. If you know who Crunk Juice is, Lil Jon, them energy drinks. So I was like, man, I got to do something, man, get back in these streets. So I started delivering Crunk Juice to different studios, now meeting everybody. From Stank On, John Fryer, you know what I'm saying, Chris. Shout out to everybody over there, Stank On, you know what I'm saying. They gave me an internship, you know what I'm saying. So I was doing Crunk internship with all Stank On. Plus, I was interning for JD when I was young, sneaking out of house, padding out flyers. So I was learning all the game. So, you know what I'm saying, I started kicking with Frank Ski and Vision. He ain't know it. So I said, one day, man, I want to be on the radio. So I fucked around and did an internship at B103, filled out the application because I qualified. So I filled out the application. 2 weeks later, I was hired for the Frank and Warner Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Working with Nita Brown, salute Nita Brown and Frank and Warner. You know what I'm saying? They put me on. And then, you know, I knew how to do production too from Hot 179. I used to be on Coco Brother with Todd Uno. This before school, way before, like 18. You know what I'm saying? He was up there on the radio. I used to kick it with him, learn everything with him and the Dirty Boy, ETJ, Knicks, you know what I'm saying? I was watching them do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Just learning everything. And then that's when I took that C103. I knew how to do production. So I started doing imaging for the station. I had my own show with DJ Infamous. Then Tigger came along. You know what I'm saying? Then I started producing for his show. And then they needed somebody to fill in for Greg Street. So I was like, shit, I can do it all. You know what I'm saying? I was doing all of it, filling in for Greg, doing production, you know what I'm saying, producing Big Ticket Show. I left the morning show because I had other opportunities, and then shit, it took off. Lil Bankhead talked to me, you feel me? But ever since, I've been filling in for Greg. It's just been history, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, now I'm at Street 945. I got my own show, Saturday, Sunday, hosting all the clubs, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just grinding, my boy.
I know you out, Bankhead. I remember those days you used to V1, V13 on the radio. Then you went to, you made your announcement. Lil Bankhead 945. You had your old show 6 to 10 on there every on the weekend. So the weekend for me is always a good time listening to you on the radio because you always keep it crunk all the time. So, you know, you have that natural vibe. Like, you're one of the homies, on the radio giving you the music, man, and all the news and all the hot stuff. So you was that dude, man, for real, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, man. I used to act for Jane Fonda, you know what I'm saying? It was a class I had to pass at Doug. So I started acting for Jane Fonda, and I took the acting and used it against radio. You feel me? So in acting, you always got to stay one way. I don't care if you're sick or got a cold or you can't walk. You got to stay one way, stay in character. So Bankhead came apart at V103 when they were telling me, like, well, we're going to call this cat, man, because everybody know me running in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I ran track, played sports, baseball, all that. So they were like, since you're short, you're from Bankhead, you little Bankhead. So I ran with that. You know what I'm saying? Everything got in history. So a lot of you don't know, man. I used to kick with Jane Fonda a lot. That's what started this shit.
Most definitely, Bankhead. Let me ask you, brother, you know, you in the live broadcast, I mean, that's your best role because, man, you on the radio, you can hear you come through how the hype the club is. But your boy has the DJs and know-it-all, all them brothers on there with you. At the event at the Palace, that was really where I love going to Macon. I was driving to Macon, listening to the radio. Yep. I'm leaving the Hawk game or something, going to Macon, holler at my lady friend. I'm like, listen to Bankhead in the radio, man. So talk about your live broadcast and how that's really, you love that role, man. You just get the streets going really popping when you be on the radio, getting me put in clubs and tell them how the ladies are dancing, man. I love that.
It just like it go back to acting. It like the first thing they tell you, like, don't look at the crowd, look at the wall. You know what I'm saying? So I paint that picture. Like, I'm there at 10 o'clock. People don't get there at 12. So I'm gonna paint that picture to make your ass hurry up and get to the club. You feel me? Like, shit, the ball popping right now, man. They popping bottle. Y'all better hurry up. It's $20 at the door. It's gonna be 30 in 10 minutes. So you better hurry up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's fun to me. You know what I'm saying? To see a club go from zero to 1,000 real quick. You feel me? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I learned that in acting. That's what I do. I get into character, do my thing, and you know, and then go from there.
Most definitely. And doing something you love too, Bankhead. You know, we love radio. I love doing sports and media and entertainment, right? You are the media, man. You're the entertainment side all the time and the industry side. So talk about doing something you love, man, because a lot of people out here today, man, they're not happy with their jobs, but they find something that they're passionate about, what they love. Talk about doing something you love, man, how you can get other people inspired to do that, follow their dreams. No matter what people say to you, you can make it happen. No matter where you came from, no matter your hood, you can accomplish anything you want to.
Yeah, it's just like I tell anybody, man, I had perfect attendance in school. So I never knew what it was like to take a day off. You know what I'm saying? So I love the school. I love what I did. So in radio, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I like to do. Talk shit. Talk to the people. Kick it. Club. Party. Get paid. Who don't like to make money every day? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
Like, come on, man. I make money every day. Like, who don't want that? Doing something you like to do. You feel me? Nobody can't tell you no, my dog. Like, if you want to do radio. You know what I'm saying? Show these people you bigger than them.
Most definitely. You know what's good, Bankhead? You and I are true brothers in the radio game who living our dream. Because like I said, our people need to see more people like us making it. You know what I'm saying? So for us to be two young brothers, with the educated brothers in the radio game, showing our people out here that you can accomplish anything, you can achieve, you can do it. Because I feel like this, Bankhead, we as a people are amazing. And we put our minds to what we want to do. We can accomplish any damn thing we want to in the world, and nobody can stop us. See, I don't make excuses. I believe in adaptive bankhead, overcoming and conquering. I don't let shit bring me down. So I want the people to hear this from you as well, about always following your path. Don't let nobody tell you no. You break down every damn door you can.
Hell no. Nobody can't tell you no more. Nobody. I don't care. Nobody can't tell me no. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they'll tell you, like, oh man, you can't get on real shit. I did whatever it took. You know what I'm saying? I know what it's like being a Kiss 104, cutting commercial, staying that bitch at 6 in the morning, working for free for 2 or 3 years. You know what I'm saying? People don't know that grind. I've been in radio 21 years, going on 22 years. I ain't never missed a day in radio. Never. And I've been on the weekend. You'll think I'd be on every day. I've been on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just made a name for myself, my boy. You know what I'm saying? I don't say no for no answer. Shit, if somebody hit me by the school, hey, I ain't gonna say no. What time? You know, let's fit it in. You feel me? If I gotta be at school at 7, I'm gonna push this 9 o'clock back. You feel me? So, you know, I make it work. I don't take no for no answer, man. And that's me.
Most definitely. I love that, brother, about you. Man, talk about how you help artists, man. I saw you on your Instagram. You got artists sending your songs, the Cash App. So, talk about how you help young upcoming artists get on, man, and get their names out there.
Yeah, it basically like this, man. Every day I hear somebody say, hey, Bankhead, hey, man, I need you to hear this song. Okay, cool. During the pandemic, I came up with this situation. Shit, I ain't doing that during the day most of the time. You know what I'm saying? When I'm free, I do something Monday, Tuesday, or either Wednesday or Friday. I'll tell them to send me $25. You know what I'm saying? Once they hit the Cash App, they'll send you an email. You send the song. 6 o'clock, we do a music review. You know what I'm saying? I listen to about 30 artists, even though I say 20. But I listen to 30 artists. You know what I'm saying? More. You know what I'm saying? Song by song. Let them know if it's hot. If it's hot, it's hot. If it's not, it's not. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know. I ain't going to sit right here and bullshit you. Like, a lot of people don't know, man. I went to AIU for media production. I know how to make beats. I know how to mix. I know how to master. I know how to do all that. It's just I jumped into radio because it just went right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So to all the artists that I break, man, it's just I like music. I love new music. You know what I'm saying? By the time it hit the radio, it's old for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I told people today on Instagram. I said, look at Ufu's song. I posted the date, March. It ain't on the radio, but it's the hottest shit in the club. You feel me? Everybody's singing that shit. So by the time it gets on the radio, oh, man, we broke the record. I had that shit in March. Somebody sent me $25 to listen to the song. I said, oh, but that's it right there. And I already fucked with Heavy. I didn't know who Ufu was. Slime like he was on my school tour. You know what I'm saying? I see the young girl screaming, so I paid attention. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? It already come by me every day, dog. I never forget meeting Kevin Gay. My dog Sean brought him to me. He was on Bankhead. He was at Sicko. Nigga had the lean in the hand, holes in the jeans, all that shit. Nigga, look at him now. Look at Kevin Gay. The biggest nigga around. Shot boy. Party like a rock star. My first check. You know what I'm saying? That shit went big. Young Rav, my first check. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Universal Publishing. You know what I'm saying? I did my first deal. So once I started getting checks in the mail and shit, I was like, shit, this shit fun.
Most definitely.
Like to make money every day. Shit, check coming in the mail every week. You know what I'm saying? If you got a deal with an artist, you know what I'm saying? You're in the club, you get paid every night. Come on, man. You on the radio, you get paid. Like, come on. This shit fun, man.
The shit is so fun, Banker. You said, man, it's the blessings that you and I both have achieved in life, man, are one of a kind, man. Like you said, man, it was a lot about streets, too. Streets play the audience that don't get the mainstream play at first. Streets break people. Because I've heard so many songs out here on streets, don't you hear them on Hot or Nowhere or V. So I love how you, Steve Hedgewood and those boys and soloed all you guys over there, man. Y'all give upcoming artists a break over there and play their songs.
You got to, man. Somebody got to give them some hope. You feel me? You feel me? That's what it is. You know, we streets. That's what it for, the streets. You know what I'm saying? We in the streets. Like right now, we the only club. We the only radio in the club in the streets. You feel me? Ain't nobody else in the streets. We in the streets.
Every night it's in the streets. Every night. Streets 94.5 is there. The mic is there. The van, the Jeep is there. You all are going to be in the streets for real. You all living up to your name is Streets 94.5 for real. You are in the ATL streets no matter what. When, where, y'all there.
Damn right. 7 days a week. I don't take no days off. I don't know when I took the last day off. I might took Monday off because I ain't feel like going to work. That was the only time that Monday just passed. That's it.
Most definitely, Bankhead. Well, brother, let me ask you this, man. So, what are some projects you got going on up here, up and coming right now that you want people to know about? They can keep following you on the ground, man, following your progress, following your grind, brother. You are a grinding motherfucker, my man.
Yeah. So, look, shit, tonight, we at, I got an open mic, 10 o'clock, Cafe Circle. I'm going to leave there by 12 o'clock. Then I already know I'm going to chit-chat, kick it with my dog, y'all school tonight. We got a party there. I got a party there tonight. Then tomorrow, I'm at Wraith. I got a party with, I forgot his name. I got a party tomorrow. I know his name by here, but then I'm going to be at Wraith tomorrow. Friday, I'm going to be at Kiss Ocean Lounge at 10 for the broadcast. Then I leave there, go to LaCour. We'll shut that motherfucker down. Then Sunday, I'm at the Bowling for the Independent Artists at Citizen Lane. Monday, I'm at GC. You know what I'm saying? Independent Artist Showcase. Tuesday, I be at, what's that shit called? Tuesday, where I'm at Tuesday? GC, no, Diamond Club. I be over there. That's what I was at last night. You know what I'm saying? So this shit don't stop. 7 days a week. I just gave you 7 days a week.
You got that right, people. Follow my man on Twitter and Instagram. Lil Bankhead. He can check him out every on Street 94.5 every weekend and live broadcast. Bankhead, brother. It's been a pleasure, my man. We'll do this again real soon, brother. Stay up and see you on that ground, bro.
Appreciate it, my boy.
No doubt, bro. I'll see you, bro.
All right.
All right.